Hey everyone, if you know me, you know that I've been investing in precious metals for many, many years. Once I realized that private banking cartels could drastically manipulate currencies, putting my family savings in jeopardy, I decided to take matters into my own hand and diversify our savings strategy. This is why I buy physical silver and gold and invest in metals through our Roth and 401k, and I only invest with Colonial Metals Group. CMG is the exclusive sponsor of the Shannon Joy Show, and they're helping me set up a safe and secure self-directed IRA where I have access to my assets no matter what the stock market, or for that matter, the government is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial help you protect your family's future with an extra special offer just for the SJ audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705 0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver just for the SJ audience. Join me today and take back your power. Secure your wealth with Colonial Metals Group. Hello, world. Welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. Well, hello, world, and welcome to the Shannon Joy Show. We are broadcasting live from the Joy Virtual Studio right here in the beautiful Finger Lakes region of New York State. It is so good to be with all of you today. It is Monday, April 15th. It is tax day, and it's great to be with all of you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We are broadcasting live, of course, right here on Rumble. The live chat is up and raring to go, ready for a great week of amazing interviews. Wait till you find out who I have in store for you this week. We're also broadcasting live on Twitter. Of course, you can get this show on demand anytime on any of our podcast platforms. That is iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, you name it. Also, Spreely TV, Roku TV, and Apple TV. So thankful for their partnership. And of course, our flagship 50,000 watt blowtorch news radio WHAM 1180. It is so good to be with all of you. Reaching almost 100,000 eyes and ears every single week. It is the Shannon Joy Network. We are very close to launching, like days away, just days from launching the brand spanking new, built from the ground up, state-of-the-art Shannon Joy Show website. Totally redesigned. Amazing partners here in Rochester, New York, that I will tell you all about, but we are so psyched. There are going to be so many great elements there. This is where we will be broadcasting the show live alongside all of these other amazing platforms. If we ever get deplatformed, you guys are going to be able to find the Shannon Joy Show on a completely secure website. We can connect via an email list that we will be building. There will be merch. There will be my favorite outlets and my favorite news sources. There's going to be an opportunity to reach out. It's going to be amazing. I'm so, so, so excited to launch the website. And it's going to give me that final security knowing that no matter what happens, because listen, we love Twitter, owned by Elon Musk. We love Rumble, Chris Pavlovsky and the team over there at Rumble. But you never know when a business is going to be sold or it changes hands or a new CEO comes into town and everything changes. And we saw that happen in 2021 when Elon Musk bought Twitter. Most of us, myself included, permanently suspended from Twitter only to be granted our platforms back after he purchased that platform. So in the wild, wild west of the new independent media, you never know when the rug is going to be pulled out from underneath you. And this is why, and believe me, I've been deplatformed enough times. Those of you who have been with me since the very beginning, when we started this show over 10 years ago, you know that speaking the truth will often get you in trouble and often get you deplatformed, which I have been. So this is not my first rodeo. This is why I platform in so many different places. This is why I've built the network, so many amazing partnerships. It's so that even if one partnership or platform goes away, there is always a way to access the show. We're moving into a very, very tumultuous year, 2024. It is an election year. The economy is precarious. Our financial status is precarious. We have threats, ongoing threats of World War III from leaders across the globe, as evidenced just this past weekend with the fracas that went down in the Middle East, with Iran launching 300 missiles, Israel shoots them down, and all of a sudden the rhetoric is out there. Putin's lining up with Iran, the U.S. is lining up with Israel, and the rhetoric ramps up. It's as if they want us desperately in World War III. They want war. And I think that they do. We're going to be looking at a bunch of videos today. The title today, The Planners Want World War III, But the People Want Revolution. I have video from Japan. We have video from our friend, Dr. Asim Malhotra in Finland, as their very, very important lawsuits making their way through the courts internationally. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Shankara Chetty tomorrow. His interview will be running on Wednesday on the Shannon Joy Show about the African nations, and they are revolting across the globe. The planners, the military-industrial complex, world leaders, all of the people on the inside, World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, the United Nations, all of our leaders here in the U.S. and Western democracies across the globe seem to desperately want to move us into a war status, World War III. People just kind of aren't buying it, right? And so we're going to look at some oldies but goodies from Edward Dowd, understanding what's going on the world stage tomorrow live in the Joy Virtual Studio. And you can answer your questions. Alex Newman will be joining us. He is unbelievable. He was on the show like almost 10 years ago. Alex Newman was one of my first guests. He's amazing. You see him on InfoWars. I think he goes on Alex Jones or Steve Bannon from time to time. He's a big, big deal. But he has been reporting on Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, the NWO, the New World Order, Common Core, the takeover of global education, and UNESCO, all of those elements for well over 10 years. He is a wealth of information and a fantastic resource. And we're going to talk about geopolitics with him tomorrow. We'll talk more in depth about Iran. Today, we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about the global revolt. Over 100,000 people in Japan. I have video from Japan turning out over the weekend to protest the World Health Organization treaty that is coming up in May. So word is getting out, despite them wanting to be wanting us to be fearful and afraid of World War III and constantly on an unsecure footing. The American people and people across the globe are kind of tuning this out. So we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about the devaluation of the dollar. We're going to talk about the Austrian School of Economics, a great video from an MMA fighter. When you have MMA fighters telling all you MFers to bone up on Ludwig von Mises, and that's going mainstream, that's when you know people are waking up. A stunning and hilarious couple F-bombs in the clip. We're going to play that at the end of the show, and we're going to talk about Mises and his six lessons. I think that it's important now as we move into very tumultuous financial times. We're all getting ready. We're getting prepared for them to drop the financial bomb. And we know that it's coming. The dollar is being decimated. It continues to be decimated. And they have essentially utterly destroyed the American dream. Housing prices through the roof, inflation. Amazing piece from Jeffrey Tucker in Epic Times. You want to look that up. 30% drop in purchasing power over the last 3 years for the average American family. So if your average expenses over the course of a month, you know, $3,000, $4,000, you're looking at an extra $1,000 to $1,500 to $2,000 per month, just baked into the cake because of inflation. And that has ramped up in the course of only 3 years. And we're looking at even further rounds of inflation in the near future. So that's what we should be talking about. That's what our elected leaders should be talking about. But no, they want to talk about World War III, Iran versus Israel. They'll probably try to go into a special session and pass another spending bill. to aid whoever. I mean, we've already given billions to Iran. We've given billions to Israel. Who are we even going to pick in this fracas, right? It's just an absolute mess, right? But the biggest story is the absolute raising of average Americans and the destruction of the American dream. They are so corrupt right now. And I don't know about you guys, but on this tax day, I just wrote a big fat check, a big fat nasty check to the United States Treasury, right, to the federal government for the pleasure of their services. And I don't know about all of you, but it's amazing to me that we are writing checks, paying the federal government to completely annihilate our way of life and destroy us. They are robbing us blind, surveilling us 24/7, and we're paying for it, right? So we're writing big fat checks to our government every single year, right? For the pleasure of their abuse, lying to us, robbing us blind, devaluing our dollar, imploding the free market, force jabbing, locking us down with the worst fascism we have seen in the history of this country, poisoning the land, the air, and the water, enriching themselves and their cronies, everyone connected to the federal government and the corporate elite, and now, of course, threatening World War III and potentially drafting my sons into their war because they need to cover up what they've done, right? They need to cover up the mass democide that occurred in 2020 and 2021 with the lockdowns and the rollout of the poison jabs. It is so big, it is so nasty that they need a big fat war in order to reset things and to hide their profligate spending and their destruction of our currency, not just in the US, but across the globe. But the world is not ready, in my opinion, to settle for a pre-planned World War III as international revolts continue to rage from Finland to Africa, with landmark cases accusing pharmaceutical corporations and governments of crimes against humanity, to, as I mentioned, a massive protest against the World Health Organization in Japan. We'll look at some of the speeches that they're giving in Japan. We'll look at some of the footage of that protest. It's happening across the country, across the globe. Actually, not in the US, interestingly enough. We have revolts in Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Canada, now Japan, people raging against the World Health Organization and what was done to us in 2020 and 21. Yet strangely, here in the United States of America, we're still sitting back waiting for an electoral process to play out and a president to come in, ride in on a horse like White Knight and save us. And I just don't know. Reef says there won't be World War III. Laugh out loud. Well, interestingly enough, okay, that is the good news in all of this. Let's start with that. We have a lot to get to today, lots of videos to play. Again, this week, we have Alex Newman tomorrow. On Wednesday, Dr. Shankara Chetty. Thursday, Dr. Herman Edling, another one of our South African warriors for freedom, medical freedom. He's of the Freedom Alliance South Africa. They have a court case against the National Department of Health in South Africa. And SAHPRA, the regulatory authority, and also Pfizer. Again, crimes against humanity. Also, we have video from Dr. Asim Muhatra, who's in Finland. Again, another court case, international crimes against humanity, leveled at the government and also Pfizer. We'll see that video as well. So we have a lot coming up and a lot to get to this week. But let's start with Reese. Just because they want World War III doesn't mean they're going to get World War III. We have to play the game with them, right? We have to play in to the rhetoric and the banging of the war drums and the fear campaigns that are launched at us relentlessly in order for the people to buy into it. And it looks like the people of the Middle East aren't really buying into it. Let's just hit this first. This is from Reuters. Iran attack on Israel adds to airline trouble for the Middle East. So what do we know happened? Iran attacked Israel, about 300 missiles and drones, which were mostly shot down by Israel's U.S.-backed missile defense system, Okay. So this is causing chaos. It's kind of like them like swatting away flies. Like this was really much ado about nothing. It wasn't much of an attack, but the rhetoric was just out of control, right? So you had Russia weighing in, you had the United States weighing in, and the rhetoric is just getting out of control. And you can just sense that they want us to move into a war situation. But they're not even able to frighten the good people of the Middle East enough to even worry about this, as the airline industry doesn't even really see a hiccup. Okay, so this piece in Reuters is about the airline industry. Israel closed its airspace on Saturday after the attacks before reopening them on Sunday morning. Jordan, Iraq, Lebanon also resumed flights over their territories. Major Middle East airlines, including Emirates Airlines, Qatar, and others, said on Sunday they would resume operation in the region after canceling or rerouting some flights. This is the key takeaway from this story, right? Because on Friday, Saturday, we thought, you know, end the world. Let's, you know, they're banging the war drums. Here we go. It was not yet clear if the latest unrest would impact passenger demand, which has remained robust despite ongoing conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, said Brendan Sobey, independent aviation analyst. If the political situation and the conflicts continue to escalate, then at some point people will be concerned about traveling. But so far that hasn't happened, said Sobey, and traveling and the desire to travel in the region remains robust. So even though there are drones and missiles flying back and forth and everyone's talking about, you know, World War III and a nuclear holocaust, the good people of the Middle East are still traveling. Reese says, I told everyone not to lose their mind. I knew it was never going to be a big deal, and it wasn't. Well, it isn't when we don't play ball. And that's what I'm always looking for. I'm looking for the anomalies. We know that they want to launch the fear campaigns. You know, we know that they want that. Who is served by war? The military industrial complex, the World Health Organization, the massive corporations, and governments who have completely fleeced their citizens of their consumer spending power. They devalued our currencies, and they've just made a complete mess of everything. And so the only thing that you can do to get out of that is to launch a big fat war. And it's even worse. As we are launching more lawsuits internationally, more protests internationally, we are beginning to rev up and gear up here in the United States of America. With RFK in this race and a robust showing by RFK, in some cases almost 10% or double digits in some of the national polling, we can be assured that the issue of COVID-19 lockdown and gain of function research and the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine have a chance of being on the table for discussion. That is, if we get a debate and if we get actual honest questions from the mainstream media and right-wing media, which is questionable. But just the fact that he is in the race has the impact of elevating this issue. And so very quickly, they're losing control. The mainstream media, right-wing media, the planners, the great resetters are losing control of these narratives. And the fear narrative isn't setting in, and people really aren't paying a whole lot of attention to these elections either. They're more concerned what's going on within their own family. They're dealing with health impacts from the lockdowns and the rollout of the COVID vaccines, major economic impact as we can continue just to be absolutely pummeled by inflation and financial turmoil. And people just aren't on the fear train. And so, Reese, I agree with you. They want to sell the panic porn. We need to stop buying it. And it looks like we are. And it looks like the good people of the Middle East are as well, because they're flying today, despite all of the rhetoric. And all, you know, Reese, nobody cares about these elections. I have to say, I mean, but this is a great signal. This is the great consumer, the great American consumer, and even the average consumer across the globe, which we're going to talk about in our discussion of Ludwig von Mises, who was the father of Austrian economics and has some really great rules. And this is, he, you know, following the consumer, right? Doesn't matter what Reuters is saying or CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or any of the big right-wing talkers are saying. The American consumers are making decisions about what they're paying attention to. We talked about this last week with the media and what they're purchasing. So we've seen this with Disney, with Target, with Bud Light, with people's refusal of the latest rollout of the COVID-19 boosters, to the American people's rejection and rejection globally of the vaccine schedule as a whole, right? Childhood vaccine rates are way down, so are adult flu vaccine rates across the board. So this is the consumer very silently but quietly exercising our power. And you're not going to see that reported, but we keep an eye on it. Because, you know, Iran attacks Israel should have been a headline for days. And now it's just a blip. It's already over. The news cycle is moving so fast because people are just tuning out of it. The outrage tank is full for average consumers of media, I believe. I love me some Mises, says Reese. Me too. We're going to get a little education today. If the MMA fighters can talk about Ludwig von Mises, then I think that it's ready for primetime here on Rumble as well. So according to Reuters, despite the attack by Iran on Israel, people throughout the Middle East are still flying, they're still traveling, and it's just another Monday. So we're going to, when we come back, we're going to look at some oldies but goodies from Ed Dow, who is warning when you hear the drums for war begin to beat, you have to understand why they want war, why they must have war. And when we come back, we're going to look at some videos. We're going to look at Ed Dowd and what he has to say about why they want war, what he has to say about the war that we are facing here, right here in the United States of America, as we continue to ignore the democide, the mass casualty event that occurred in 2020 and 2021. This is what they're trying to hide. This is why we have to be like a dog on a bone with this issue. We cannot let it go because they're desperate to move us on to an election, to war, to you name it. And they're going to try to collapse our economy. But the smarter we get about economics and the smarter we get about our own personal economics, which is why we're going to talk about Ludwig von Mises today on the show, and a little bit piece about Bitcoin from Jeffrey Tucker and gold emerging as really probably the safest bet for us in the near future. We're going to discuss that today in the program. It's all about us playing our own game, not playing their game, not falling for the fear porn, and making decisions for our own families from the bottom up that have the impact of throwing wrenches into all of their plans. Let me tell you, if enough Americans are out of debt, have robust savings, have diversified savings in real estate, cash, maybe a little bit in a 401k, but also in precious metals, gold, and silver, it's going to be really difficult for them to collapse the economy. If more and more Americans move from the big global multinational banks into smaller regional banks and credit unions, it's going to be a lot harder for them to collapse our economic system. It's not that easy. It's not just as easy as flipping a lever. And there's a lot that we can do in the next 7 to 8 months before the election to prepare and to secure our own local communities and our own families. And that way, I'm assuming that whoever wins this election will inherit the economic catastrophe that is going to follow. I think there will be some kind of economic event, probably similar to the banking crisis of 2008, maybe a little bit worse. We're going to be looking at bailouts. They're going to try to bail out their big partners and their corporate cronies, and they'll probably try to move us in to central banking digital currencies and tie those to the social credit scoring system. So that's what I'm assuming is going to happen. Doesn't mean they're going to win, right? They wanted 99% of Americans vaccinated. I mean, they locked us down. It was the worst thing we've ever seen in the history of this country in terms of a totalitarian takeover, a military coup d'etat, and martial law in this country. And they threw everything but the kitchen sink at us. They only managed to get a measly 70%-ish or so of the American people vaccinated. And they've now turned off a huge, huge portion of Americans to the mass vaccination because of the very, very clear impact of the vaccines on, you know, the health of average Americans. So just because they want to do it doesn't mean they're going to succeed in doing it. There's a lot we can do, as I mentioned, to throw wrenches in their plans. And one of those things is not playing their game. So when they throw the fear porn at you and bang the war drums and say, let's send our boys over to the Middle East and send billions to Iran and billions to Israel, whoever, whatever faction they choose, this is where we say we're not playing this game, right? No to any involvement in foreign wars, period. We have enough problems here. They are absolutely fleecing the American people, and our government is outright and openly hostile to its own people. And it is evident beyond a shadow of a doubt. We have a very, very unhealthy relationship with our federal government right now and with our elected leaders. They lie to us incessantly, okay? And so that's what we have to deal with. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to look at a bunch of video. We're going to look at a three-minute video from Japan. Very interesting, as they are raging against the World Health Organization and in asking for a reckoning to what was done to them in 2020 and 2021. It's so interesting to listen to some of their speeches and realize that the impact in Japan and Germany and France and Italy and Canada and Brazil and America, it's all the same, right? Because they rolled this out globally. So the response to this is the same in all of these countries. That's how you know it was an operation. That's how you know this was a massive plan. COVID-19 was step one. We're now moving to step two, and that's going to be the economic assault. And I think that's going to happen, as I mentioned, in the next 8 months, maybe sooner, who knows. But we have time to prepare. And in the United States of America, we still have free speech. We still have independent platforms. In Japan, they do as well, and also in Finland. So we're going to look at the robust nature of the resistance to all of this across the globe today, from Finland to Africa to Japan. We're also going to watch some great videos from Ed Dowd. So keep it tuned right here. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in a moment right here on The Shannon Joy Show.
Has the dust settled from the COVID policy response? Far from it. The storms are many. Inflation, learning losses, ill health, high crime, broken government services, displaced workers, substance abuse, mass loneliness, discredited science, real estate crisis, censorship, and overweening state power. The world is on fire with war, mass killings, crime, hunger, revolution. The lack of accountability, or even so much as an apology, is a foreshadowing. They'll keep their newfound powers and try it all again. Brownstone Institute is seeking answers, undertaking important research, and publishing the results while providing fellowships for dissident scholars who have been professionally displaced. It's not about this one crisis. We urgently need to restore peace, prosperity, and integrity in science and journalism. Visit brownstone.org for more. We may never get to the truth, but we can get closer to the truth. There will be no stopping the efforts.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have a IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on, and we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
Doctors are like you, too much fast food, not enough exercise. And we don't have time for 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. That's why I take Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable supports my heart, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism for energy and weight loss. And at your next checkup, Field of Greens promises your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Joy Show. And we are so thankful for our sponsors here at the Shannon Joy Show, of course, Colonial Metals Group. You guys are going to meet Paul Stone this week on the Shannon Joy Show. If you were impressed with his people, if you've called the 800 number and have talked to the people over at CMG, you're going to be impressed with Paul Stone as well. He is an amazing person. Operation is out of Florida, and they are helping people learn about gold and silver. So thrilled to be working with them. You're going to hear a little bit about them a little later in the program. Also, Field of Greens. So I made my smoothie this morning. Love Field of Greens. I've been using their Radiance Collagen and the straight up Field of Greens for the past year. I obviously smuggle it into everything I can with the kids, but I've actually been taking the Field of Greens recently just because I've been so busy. It's harder and harder to get the full servings of fruit and vegetables every day. I don't have as much time to cook, and it's just kind of a pain. So I've been putting together my smoothie. I do mixed berries with banana, organic probiotic yogurt, plus a little bit of milk and a scoop of the Field of Greens. And I blend it up into the most delicious smoothie. And I have that at least once a day. And I feel great. It's, you know, getting those vitamins and minerals, it's so important. And this is what they find when they're talking to some of their strongest customers, people who love their product. They have way more energy throughout the day, sleeping better throughout the night, healthier hair and skin, especially with the collagen, the radiance, which I put in my coffee. It helps with digestion. Your stomach feels better and you just feel better and healthier all over. And that's how I feel when I'm taking Field of Greens. So please go to fieldofgreens.com. That is fieldofgreens.com. And you must use the Shannon Joy, or it's the Joy promo code. So straight up J-O-Y, you'll get 15% off your entire order. And it's just so convenient. It's so convenient. Love them. They're amazing sponsors of the show. And they have other products that I'm going to be testing out as well for the kids. They have some great energy bars. And so we're going to be looking at that as well. So thank you to Field of Greens. Okay, let's say hello to everyone on the live chat real quick. The best chatters and all of Rumble. If you guys are watching right now, please give us a thumbs up. Smash that thumbs up button. Give us a like or a comment and share this right now with everyone you know. It helps us to grow the viewership on the Shannon Joy Show. We have Reese, of course, with us on the live chat today. 12 Georgia is with us. Zen Woman, once again, Nautical. If you are baffled by what's going on today, you're considered an expert. Well, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And when you're not in the back rooms, you see all of these things get rolled out and the decisions get made in the back rooms. We don't, you know what they have up their sleeve or what is coming next. So it's really hard to kind of like game plan this. So you just got to deal with what they're actually doing. But, you know, you can certainly sense when they're rolling out a campaign. We've seen it with the avian flu. We have Donald Trump's ex-Surgeon General Jerome Adams out there tweeting ad nauseum the fear porn about the new avian flu, which Mary Talley Bowden down in Florida in Texas is saying it's basically pink eye, and there's literally one case in Texas. But he's out there with his mask on, encouraging everyone to mask up, right? You also have, again, just the constant threat of some type of geopolitical disaster that is going to lead to World War III. And we know that's what they want. And so when you see the fear porn, when you see it ramping up from both sides of the political aisle, not just the left, but also the right, you need to understand why they want war and why they must have war. And this is an epic soundbite from Ed Dowd, who has been so good on this, so rock solid on all of this. You cannot take what happened with COVID-19 and what was exposed by the medical freedom community and isolate it just to the issue of healthcare and medicine and mismanagement and regulatory capture right? Or just a money operation. You have to expand that out into the entire geopolitical landscape and understand that what they did in 2020 and 21 is just part and parcel to the larger plan, what they plan to do as their agenda for 2030, which we'll talk to Alex Newman about tomorrow. He's an expert in this. Right? It all plays together. And it involves completely dismantling God-given fundamental constitutional natural rights, right? Your right to own property, your right to body sovereignty, your right to procreate, to pursue happiness, to pursue a livelihood. Everything is on the table. Everything. Because they want to roll out a new global order that in order to battle or combat climate change any of the environmental threats, they basically have to take over everything. In order to get there, they have to dismantle everything. And they do that by launching these campaigns, first COVID and now, the global wars and or economic meltdowns. So that's kind of the agenda. Ed Dowd, though, really nails it right here when he talks about why they want war and why they need war and why you need to just tune them out when that happens, right? And just stick to those guns, no foreign wars. We have enough problems here. We have to secure our own border, fix our own economy, and get back to the Constitution here in the United States of America. There's no way that we're in any way in a stable enough position to get involved in some kind of foreign conflict in the Middle East. But this is what Ed Dowd has to say about that.
Well, they need the war to. So it's a lot of people in finance understand this. For the banking system writ large around the globe, it's called inflate or die. Deflation is the bane of all existence for bankers, but it's actually good for the common man because prices go down. But when prices go down, collateral goes down. When collateral goes down, you go bankrupt. So that we've had a constant series of inflations, and wars usually kick us out of inflation. After the Great Depression, World War II saved the global economy and reinflated. Then we had the Vietnam War, and it's a cycle of wars. We had the Afghanistan, Iraqi war. Then we had the COVID war. The next war, they're going to need a war so big, it's going to have to be World War III without nukes and or an alien invasion to justify the spending they need. Because without the spending, you have deflationary pressures which cause bankers to get very nervous. So it's whether they plan them or they happen because of the system, I don't know. But let's talk about what's going on in Israel and Palestine. Yeah, that's right on time. Right on time.
Funny
that. And right in an area where, it's so controversial, it's going to create a lot of emotion and rage, which it is. I look on Twitter every day and there are people screaming at each other about what's going on. And it has the potential to drag in the U.S. and Iran and start a global war, potentially. And it's going to cause oil prices to go up. And there's already suspicion super early. I've seen some Twitter accounts. I've read some articles that how do the intelligence agencies of the world not know that Hamas is going to do this? There's reports on the ground in Israel that the borders were wide open. Former people that were in the military said, a cat can't cross the Gaza Strip border without alarm bells going off. That something very suspicious occurred. So was this Israel's Pearl Harbor where they knew it was coming and they let it happen anyways? We don't know, but there's enough smoke around this to suggest that they probably, Netanyahu and his folks probably were very happy this happened. You got to ask the question, cui bono, who benefits? And it's not the Palestinian normal people or the normal Israeli people. It's Hamas and the Israeli government that benefits because they both get money because people are going to fund each side.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back.
As you all know, the Joy family is super sporty. We all play volleyball. The kids are playing beach volleyball in the summer, high school volleyball in the fall. And right now we are traveling across the country almost every weekend, different city every weekend, playing club volleyball. And the kids need good nutrition. Very difficult to be healthy on the road. Sometimes they're playing, you know, up to 5 games a day, 10 games in a weekend. And they need the vitamins and minerals. They need the nutrition. And I'm so thrilled to partner up with Field of Greens so that they can get all of the vitamins and the nutrients and the nutrition that they need to supplement their regular diet and keep them full of energy and healthy on the court. Also, healing after these long tournaments is really important. And the product line over at Field of Greens is fantastic. It is an easy way to make sure that your family is getting the nutrients that they need, all natural, every single day. Go to fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com. And plug in the promo code Shannon. You can check out their whole lineup of products. And if you put in that promo code Shannon, you'll get 15% off your order. So we're super excited to partner up with them and looking forward to a super healthy 2023.
And that was Ed Dowd talking to JMC Dellingpole about the attack, the Hamas attack on Israel, right? Because that was supposed to be a catalyst to a regional conflict that would draw in the major powers and lead to global war. And what he's saying here is they need it. They desperately want this war, the military-industrial complex and the people who have completely destroyed everything, the bankers who control a lot of the governments and the governments who pay them off through their, you know, corporate cronyism. It's all, I mean, the power structure is really struggling right now to keep a lid on the global revolution. And this is evidenced by the continued rolling protests throughout Europe and now moving into Japan. So Ed Dowd, I mean, that was a very prescient observation by Ed Dowd. He said, you know, Netanyahu was facing massive protests by Israelis, much of it regarding what happened in 2020 and 2021 in Israel, one of the worst lockdown countries in the world. In fact, Netanyahu openly admitted to using the Israeli people as guinea pigs for the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, the Pfizer. They had 99% uptake of the shot, some of the most draconian coercive measures were deployed in Israel. And there was major, major unrest in Israel right before the attack of Hamas. So there's a lot of debate. We don't need to get into that debate here in the US because we don't speak the language. We're not there. We don't know all the ins and outs of it. But there's a lot more to that conflict than you will get in your 100 level telling of it by your favorite radio shock jock on AM news radio. Okay, like it's much more complex. So complex that we shouldn't be involved in it, quite frankly. It should be something that they should be taking care of. But of course, again, if you want to take over the world and gobble up all the resources and implement the new global governance under the guise of the World Health Organization, then you need to topple economies and you need to topple democracies and you need to take them down. And so that's where they're going. That's what I think this new latest round of Iran launching some missiles and drones at Israel, they swat them away. Everyone talks about World War III, and then it all settles down. Well, that's a good thing. It should all settle down. We should not be falling for this. CJP Rumble, they shot down 99% or intercepted. Yes, yeah. I mean, it was kind of like shooing away gnats, right? Iran didn't try very hard in that one. So, Netanyahu is a big problem. He was a big problem during COVID-19. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. The same way Donald Trump was a big problem during COVID-19. They fell right in line with the martial law, with the coup d'etat, with the fascist takeover of their countries, all in the guise of public health. The absolute obliteration of God-given fundamental natural human rights, constitutional rights here in the U.S. They were all in on it. And so this is what they have to cover up. And I'm going to go back to Ed Dowd, another oldie but goodie. If you want a war, if you're looking for a war, if you're a right-wing shock jock AM talk radio host, or if you're in Bizarre O'Connor on Fox News and you really, really want a war, well, you might want to step back and take a look at what's going on in your own country, in your own language, rather than diverting the attention of your audiences to conflicts thousands of miles away in regions that we can never, ever, ever understand, right? Maybe you should turn your attention to what was done here in the United States of America. And this is one of the best clips from Edward Dowd on Tucker Carlson to that point.
So it's starting, people
it's
are starting,
starting to break.
It's starting to break.
It's starting to break.
So then what happens?
So I think I want to see congressional hearings soon. I want to see people across the media start to talk out about it. I want people to break ranks. I want whistleblowers. I want more Veritas, Project Veritas type things to occur, because we need to break the deafening misinformation. I call them misinformation agents, not myself.
Well, they certainly are.
And we need to break the wall, because despite all the good that you've done and we've done, majority of the population doesn't know what's going on.
No.
And that's the sad thing. It's the people that don't know that make me sad.
Well, it's totally North Korean. Like, you could have a 40% increase in deaths and no one knows? What kind of media environment? I'm a media guy, so like I look at through that lens. Like, what kind of media environment do you have where no one knows? People are dying?
To put this, you know, into something that people can, you know, sink their teeth into, the people have died from both COVID, vaccine deaths, all combined, and early treatment denial is greater than all the world wars we've experienced in, as a nation. The number of dead, it's well over a million at this point. It's much larger than World War II, World War I, Vietnam War, Korean War. This has been a war.
Thank you, Vigilant Fox, for that clip. That is another oldie but goodie from Ed Dowd. His book is Cause Unknown, by the way. It is a must read. It's on my bookshelf back there. Ed has been speaking truth. He's been a regular on the Shannon Joy Show, and he's absolutely spot on. If you're looking for a war, look no further than the United States of America and what was done to our people by our government in 2020 and 21. Both sides of the political aisle, and Democrat and Republican administration, and he's right on. Reese says, Ed Dowd worked for BlackRock. He did. I'm skeptical of him. No, you know what? I can tell you, Ed, from my perspective, Ed has been fantastic, spot on. There is, I mean, he'll sit on both sides of the aisle. And I also have conversations with him too, off the record about some of these things. As a source, he is someone that I think is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. But again, Reese, you know, it's good. You guys should be testing every source. You should be testing me. You should be testing all of your sources in the medical freedom community against the truth, and see how they react in situations like this when you have a conflict arise in the Middle East. There is definitely room for just, you know, questioning everything and testing it against what you have already experienced, the history that you have investigated, what you've looked into. And the other thing is, guys, I can tell you this honestly, within the medical freedom community, people tend to have a knee jerk, you know, this person is controlled opposition. This person is aligned with this group. This person used to work for this federal agency or this pharmaceutical company or BlackRock, for example. The nature of a whistleblower means that you were once within the belly of the beast, and then for whatever reason, you woke up or found Jesus or were presented with new information that changed the way you thought or you think about the organization that you're working for. And then there comes a process of removing yourself from that organization, finding the courage to stand up and speak out, and then for whatever reason, speaking out as a whistleblower, either from the inside or from the outside. So in order to have whistleblowers, we need to have people who were in these organizations. Geert Vandenbosch is a really great example. He worked for Gavi. That was the Bill and Melinda Gates founded pharmaceutical. I mean, this was the organization that forced jab poor little African children for decades, right? And Geert Vandenbosch came out of that organization, but it was his unique knowledge and his experience within that organization that set him up to be a very, very powerful whistleblower. Sasha Latapova worked within the pharmaceutical industry. Karen Kingston was deeply embedded in big pharma and the pharmaceutical industry and also involved in the regulatory process. You had Dr. Robert Malone, who was involved. He had contracts with the Department of Defense, and he worked with government agencies in the development of some of his mRNA technologies, I believe, or other aspects of what he did. I might have gotten that wrong. But so the point being, when something as terrible as COVID-19 happened, something as shocking and groundbreaking of the lockdown of 90% of Western democracies across the country, you're going to have people come out of these organizations and tell the truth, right? And so I take everything with a grain of salt. By the way, I've never worked for any of those corporations. So I've never worked for the DOD, never worked for the federal government, never worked for any of the political parties, never worked for any pharmaceutical corporations. So I'm totally from the outside. So you guys don't have to worry about me being a controlled opposition. No, people have a hard time trusting right now. And I actually think that's very healthy. You shouldn't just knee-jerk trust anyone. You should test everything they say. I look for consistency. I look for, first and foremost, I look for consistency. People who, whether or not it's a Democrat or Republican thing, maintain their primary thesis. I've seen that from Dr. Peter McCullough. I've seen that from Sasha Latapova. I've seen that from Ed Dowd particularly. So I think he's great. And he backs everything up with the data and the sources. And so, yeah. Well, yeah, working for BlackRock doesn't make him an expert. Who is an expert on Middle Eastern politics, Reese? I mean, like, yeah. I mean, we're going to have, tomorrow we are going to have an expert on globalism, essentially. Alex Newman has been studying and researching this for well over a decade. He's going to be with us on the Shannon Joy Show. But the point is, the larger point, so you can like Ed or not, I think he's great. But the larger point is, any type of war rhetoric, any type of attempt to get us into a war, to pass bills funding a new war, or getting America or the United States involved in any way, is absolutely positively not for altruistic means or for altruistic ends. This is to cover up what they have done and to basically create a fog of war around the destruction of our economic system, the destruction of our dollar, the absolute obliteration of our constitution because of COVID-19 lockdowns, and the massive, massive death toll and casualties that are happening right now in this country because of the lockdowns and the forced vaccination. So that's the larger premise of this. When you see that war rhetoric, just know, and this, you can believe that whether or not you're a fan of Ed Dowd or not. I just thought it was a really good explanation as to why they need to cover this up and why they need a major war to cover this up, because the crimes against humanity are that bad. And the cover-up is always worse than the crime, right? That old adage, right? And this is why they always end in world wars. We'll be back in a moment to look at what's happening internationally. Great video from Japan. We're going to watch as hundreds of thousands turn out to protest. Who would have thought the Japanese people would be protesting the World Health Organization and the upcoming treaty, but they are. And when you hear the speeches from some of the Japanese leaders against leading the fight against the World Health Organization and their power grab coming this May, you'll be astounded at how similar the rollout and the tyranny and the assault against the people of Japan was to what we saw here in the United States of America. So we will be back in a moment to continue the show right here on the Shannon Joy Show.
I'm a nurse and don't have a lot of time for proper meals. Since taking Field of Greens, I have more energy and a slimmer waist. which I was not expecting, but I'm very happy about.
Being a firefighter demands being healthy. Broken meal plans and settling for fast food aren't a worry since I started taking Field of Greens. I get better sleep, I have more energy, I recover faster, and I definitely have better digestion.
Feel better, stronger, and more physically fit. Get 15% off plus free shipping with discount code TV15 at fieldofgreens.com.
Thanks for listening to the Shannon Joy Show. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I am so psyched to be working with the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. You guys know that I am all about personal empowerment, never living in fear or waiting for some politician to save you. Being at the whim of the stock market or the current administration does not make me feel safe or secure. But having a self-directed IRA where I can safely store physical gold and silver, assets that have stood the test of time, makes a lot of sense to me. Let the team of experts at CMG help you protect your family's future. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're already in a 401k or an IRA, or maybe you're thinking about your parents' retirement. Regardless of your situation, Colonial Metals Group can help. We put together a special offer for this audience. Click on the link in the description below or call 888-705-0950. That's 888-705-0950, and you'll be eligible to receive a free safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. Don't sit around waiting for a politician to save you. Save yourself, protect your wealth, and call Colonial Metals Group today. Hey everyone, if you are anything like me, you live your life on your phone, working, banking, shopping, connecting with friends and family, but in the digital shadows are rogue apps watching your every move, collecting that data, and in the silence are spies listening to your private conversations. Feeling paranoid? Well, me too. And you're not alone. With Kinecta Mobile, peace of mind is one tap away. Leveraging military-grade encryption, Kinecta shields your data, ensuring your conversations and information stay private. Build a fortress around your digital life starting at just $35 a month. You'll get an encrypted device, data and conversations, no data tracking, and a free secure phone with trade-in. Do not compromise on privacy. Take control with Kinecta. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Now is the time for peace of mind, and you can get it with Kinecta.
Okay, it's really crazy. Thank you so much to our sponsors, Field of Greens and Kinecta Mobile. To realize how vulnerable our kids are, I mean, your phones in your pocket, basically collecting data, surveillance, corporations, the federal government, you name it, even really bad guys. This freaked me out right here in my own backyard here in Rochester, New York, in Brighton just a couple weeks ago. A Brighton girl was located in New York City, 5 hours away from her home. She had developmental disabilities. She went missing a couple weeks ago and was located a few days later. Again, like I said, 5 hours away. Originally, the officers thought that she had just wandered away from home, but it turns out that she had been communicating with someone via chat app and by text prior to her abduction. So this guy found her location, came to her home, kidnapped her, and transported her all the way to New York City. Thank God she was found. She was unharmed. But it just goes to show it's not just the federal government or big corporations that want to sell you something or use your data against you. It's also just straight up bad guys, hackers, and even people, even traffickers, who can go after young, vulnerable young girls and trick them into sharing their location. So you need to have a secure phone. And this is why I really want to encourage you guys to take a look at Kinecta Mobile. Go to phone123.com/joy. That is phone123.com/joy. Or you can call them at 941-246-2156. They have, I mean, the whole company is about security. So comprehensive security solutions, end-to-end encryption, secure communications for your whole family. If you have phones you already love, you can simply switch your plans. It's as easy as just a couple steps. You can learn about how to do that, but they will make sure your phones are completely locked down, that no one has access to your private data, and no one, not even the bad guys, have access to your kids. So that is Connecta Mobile. So thrilled to be working with this amazing company. Phone123.com/joy. That is phone123.com/joy to learn about all of their different plans. They have plans as little as $35 a month with complete encryption and also a free phone. So make sure you check them out. Let's go back to the live chat before we go to the amazing video. I have a 3-minute video from Japan. Okay, so they want us all terrified. They want us all talking about World War III. We want all eyes on the Middle East and the U.S. involvement in the Middle East and what Putin is saying. And what I'm saying to you is that the great American consumer and also consumers across the globe, including in Japan, aren't ready to move on from what was done to us in 2020 and 21. The leaders, our politicians, our military, our government institutions, the media, they desperately want us to let go of this, but no one is ready to do so. And that includes Japan. As we are less than 2 months away from the World Health Organization and the disastrous treaty that they're presenting, which essentially will give them all of the power they've ever desired to control everything, all member nations, for any quote unquote health emergency, which is very broadly defined. They can force quarantine. They can enforce mass vaccination. They can even, according to some of the documentation coming from WHO, they can even tell countries who and what to censor during a period of emergency. Again, we know that emergency orders and emergency executive orders and global emergencies are always used against the freedom of the people. It's always a bludgeon, right, to our individual freedoms and our natural rights. And they always hide underneath an emergency. And that's why they want us fearful. That's why they want us afraid of World War III. But in Japan, they're not worried about World War III. They are worried about, and they're talking about, the next atomic bomb. And not the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but the atomic bomb of mass vaccine injury and death coming from governments committing democide against their people by forcing and coercing mRNA technologies and spike protein-laden vaccines into the arms of their people. And Japan was one of the highest vaccinated populations in the world. So the fact that they are now raging, again, over 100,000 people turning out over the weekend, and speeches from Japanese leaders that echo and mirror the speeches that we're seeing here in the US, it's absolutely astounding. So I want to take a look. It's a short 3-minute video of what is happening in Japan. Thank you to Sense Receptor for pushing this out. And also Peter Sweden is pushing this out as well. Let's take a look.
まあ、しかしながら非常に邪悪なものが実際にあるか、この一言で陰謀論というふうに言われますが、実は陰謀そのものが実は大航海時代からずっと遺伝子として文化として続いているんだ、まあ、そういうことに気がつきました、まあ、そういう意味で今日の私のメッセージとしては、もう遺伝子で作った、まあ、体内で病原体をタンパクを作らせるワクチンと偽装されているの。例えば次はインフルエンザが来ます。そしてまあサル痘とかね、いろんなもので今はしかで煽られていますが、すべてメッセンジャータイプでやるというのが、まあ、米国のグローバル製薬企業の基本戦略になっています。それで皆さん方、仲間やの知り合いに、ね、遺伝子ワクチンと流するものを
体内ではどんな種類であっても打ってはならないと。これをテイクホームメッセージで、それによって皆さん方のね、子供や孫を守っていただきたいと思います。まあそういう意味では、半世紀経って、の憧れがあれだった WHO、これはこの4年間、むちゃくちゃなことを指導してきた。調べてみると、その、ほとんどの 85% 以上の WHO の、予算が、実は、製薬企業とか、まあ、
メリーメリーの
ステークホーダーの持ち物に使われている。すなわち、我々の健康そのものが武器として使われて、今、情報を使った第三次世界大戦の最中にある。まあ、これをいい年の大人がちゃんと気がついて守れるかどうか。これが我々の、まあ、両親や祖父母が我々を守ってくれた、結果として我々今日までね、なんとか生きてこれたんだと思います。
三発目の原爆は我々国民の手で、日本人の手で阻止しようではありませんか。
There we go.
この国民運動、実は4つの狙いがあります。まず、誓いと宣言。ここに我々は、子供たちを守る、日本を守ることを誓う！我々は、WHO、グローバル全体主義、パンデミック条約と改定 IHR、遺伝子ワクチン、プランデミック、情報統制。これら全てを排除することを宣言する！テドロス、ゲイツ、シュワ、フィンク、バイデンというニューワールドオーダーの代理人、その代理人の使用人、岸田文麿。そして上川、さらには日本のファウチ、武美
どうか、今日はですね、本当に皆さんと一人一人の、そしたら一緒にですね、世界を作っていく。
Did you guys know there was a medical freedom movement in Japan? Did you have any idea that they were as in tune as they are with everything that has happened here in the United States of America and in Canada? It's been very quiet, but to see hundreds of thousands of people pour out and these amazing leaders standing up and speaking out with the exact same rhetoric that we're hearing here in the United States of America from our own medical freedom communities, that they're turning out this amount of people is absolutely astounding. It's astounding. The international medical freedom movement is not abating at all. It is only getting larger. It is only growing. And here in the U.S., amazingly, we still haven't managed to have a 100,000 plus turnout in Washington, D.C. or any area in terms of medical freedom. I think that has a lot to do with what happened on January 6th. And it makes you wonder if there wasn't an agenda in January 6th to frighten people from turning out and protesting here in the United States of America because of what the federal government could do to them, what we saw them do to the J6 prisoners in the aftermath of that event. It definitely had the impact of suppressing the American people because there were robust, protests throughout the country prior to that. And so we've seen tens of thousands, millions of people pouring out, the farmers and the truckers and the protesters across Europe, now seeping into Japan and in Canada. We're not seeing that here in the US, but we're working in our own way to get to the truth. And part of that is staying out of the political system, right? And not worrying about the elections until they actually happen on November 5th, but do other things to protect ourselves and to fight back prior to that. And to, you know, just to continue to keep the medical freedom discussion alive, right? So yeah, Reese says the revolution will not be televised for sure. But amazing that he said, I mean, they are talking about the conspiracy. They're talking about how evil it is in Japan, talking about the third atomic bomb, not coming from a nuclear weapon, but from an injection, from the genetic injections, the COVID-19 mRNA spike protein-laden injections and any future injections. They get it.
They also get it in Finland. This is my last video before we go to break, and then we're going to continue and close out the show. This was from our good friend, Dr. Asin Mohatra in Finland. Now, in addition to the protests, in addition to the peaceful noncompliance and refusal to comply, right? No one's taking the vaccines. That's huge. Don't take the vaccines. Don't take any vaccines. That's one of the ways that you resist, right? But in addition to the protests and the refusal to comply and the changing of our consumption habits, right? That's one way that we can resist. We also have the lawsuits. Aaron Seary here, the folks over at I Can Decide, had been doing amazing work, multiple lawsuits at the state, local, federal level, all over the country. We're hitting them from every angle. They're suing the DOD, they're suing Pfizer, they're suing the federal government. But this is happening across the country as well. Tomorrow, I'm interviewing, or we'll have in the Joy Virtual Studio on Wednesday, Dr. Shankara Chetty, and also one of his colleagues. We're gonna have Herman Edeling, okay? So in Africa and South Africa, major court case against the National Department of Health and SAHPRA, which is their regulatory agency. So we're gonna hear from Dr. Shankara Chetty, African doctor who's being persecuted in Africa for treating tens of thousands of patients during COVID-19. He's part of the medical freedom movement in Africa. We're also gonna hear from one of his colleagues, Dr. Herman Edeling, about their major lawsuit in South Africa. In Finland, we also have our good friend, Dr. Asin Mohatra, who will be with us in the Joy Virtual Studio next week, God willing. I'm talking to his agent right now to talk about his testimony in another major lawsuit. Again, crimes against humanity. They're not parsing words here. They're not mincing words at all. These are some of the most robust lawsuits out there. And this is what Dr. Mohatra had to say. Remember, he was the British medical doctor who was pro vaccine. He got vaccinated. His dad got vaccinated. Then he lost his dad tragically to vaccine injury. That began his awakening process. And Dr. Asin Mohatra has now come out and been a warrior for freedom. He's been here to the States, raising the alarm bell across Great Britain and the UK about the dangers of COVID-19 vaccine. He's now testifying in Finland. This is what he had to say. Oh, by the way, sorry to you guys. That Japanese video, I forgot. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, you probably won't understand what they're saying because it's in Japanese. You can't see the subtitles. And also my radio audience as well. So you guys are just going to have to come back and find the Shannon Joy Show on Rumble or on Spreely TV or on Twitter and watch the video. Sorry about that. Yeah, Dino Fun, sorry. I don't have the Japanese video in English, but we'll see if we can grab it. All right, so here, this is in English. This is Dr. Asin Mohatra on another groundbreaking lawsuit in Finland. Here we go.
Hey. Hi everyone, I'm in Helsinki at the moment, actually just about to give a witness statement outside the Helsinki District Court in a case that's being brought by the instigating plaintiff with me today, Mika Vokala, who is suing the Finnish government and catering company Pfizer for human rights violations of in introduction of the COVID pass. Mika, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, we will rock the boat today. Yes. We were rocking yesterday and 2 days ago, and this is the last day. And Asin will smash the points for freedom against the medical tyranny, and this is for the all Europe, all Finland, all world, and to our knowledge, this is the only case in the world the highest government body is sued. So there is a lot at stake, and but sun is shining, you know, freedom is winning.
And what is really promising is we've not been allowed any filming in the court, but the transcript will be available soon. I have 2 hours, and I promise you, I will not hold back in directly speaking to the judges to expose what is most likely the greatest corporate crime and medical mistake in modern history, and also help them understand the root cause, which is essentially corporate psychopathic tyranny. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Come on.
Love the spirit there. So in Africa, in Finland, in Japan, in Canada, across the globe, people continue to stand up and speak out. We are not ready to give this up. We're not ready to stand down and forget the atrocities that were committed in 2020 and 2021. And CJP Rumble, thank you for putting the link in. I did tweet out the Japanese speech, the protest in Japan and the speeches there. And they have, yes, they have subtitles. So closed captioning for the hearing impaired. No, so you can understand because they're in Japanese, obviously. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. And I love seeing the fact that despite the fear porn and despite, you know, it should have been 24/7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all about what was going down in Israel and Iran and the Middle East and, you know, all kinds of discussions about how many billions of dollars that we should send to either Israel or Iran. It's hard to say because the United States government has sent money to both of them over billions of dollars. So I don't know how our government is going to pick sides on this one. But it certainly is refreshing to see that people are adopting a stance that, you know what happens in the Middle East happens in the Middle East. They can take care of it. But we need to focus on what is happening here in the United States of America. So it's good. It's all good. And we're going to end today. We're going to go to break real quickly. And then we're going to end with, you guys, this dude is awesome. So this is an MMA fighter. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. Okay. He won something. I don't follow MMA in any of these fighters, but he won some like big belt or crown or whatever it is they win when they beat the other guy. And this guy stands up and literally starts talking about Ludwig von Mises, which I just think is hilarious. The father of Austrian economics. And I just thought it was evidence to me, right? Because they did all the bad things with, you know, the pandemic and the lockdowns and the vaccine. They poisoned, you know, half the population in Western democracies. Okay, so that's bad enough as it is. We have to deal with that. But now they're moving to like the economic stuff, right? Where they're really just going to like step on our throats, boots on the throats. I mean, they're crushing us with inflation. It's getting worse and worse. And you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, right, on the economy. And so, you know, people need to understand you have, you know, the Austrian School of Economics and the Keynesian School of Economics. And Keynesian School is basically government controlled economics. It is essentially no laissez-faire, no hands off. The government controls the flow of money, the creation of money, the interest rates through the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, isn't even a governmental agency. It's a private banking cartel. So it's just basically elites own everything, know everything. They pull the levers. They manage the interest rates and they decide the valuation of currency. They decide which currencies will survive and which currencies will not. And it's all completely controlled by an elite select few of governmental and non-governmental authorities. That's Keynesian economics. And they say that it's to prevent the boom-bust cycle, but clearly, didn't prevent any boom bust cycle at all. And so it also adopts the printing, mass printing of money, basically saying you can print forever, just, you know, print money and you can expand government services for everyone. And that way everyone has a chicken in their pot and it just doesn't make any sense. The opposite of that is obviously the Austrian School of Economics. And so this MMA fighter, we come back. By the way, if you have kids in the room, he drops a couple F-bombs, but I still think it's fabulous. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at that and finish out the show here in the Shannon Joy Show. I just thought it was really interesting. And it proves, I mean, for me, this is proving that regular people are getting it. They're figuring things out. They know that our governments are acting against our interests in every single way. They don't trust our governments anymore. And people are really looking for laissez-faire policies, like hands off the economy. It's much better to let the economy run, let it loose, let supply and demand drive whatever economic forces are out there and get the government completely out of it. And so for this guy, an MMA fighter, to shout this out and get rousing applause to me says that, you know what, we're ready. We are ready to go up against the planners and the controllers. We're ready to learn hard lessons about economics, which we should have been learning the past 100 years, but we haven't. And the revolution is at hand. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at that and finish out the Shannon Joy Show.
Hello, friends. Shannon Joy here for Kinecta Mobile. In a world where every message could be watched and every move tracked, your privacy is not just a preference, it's a necessity. Introducing the ultimate guardian of your digital life, Kinecta Mobile. With Kinecta, experience the safety of military-grade encrypted messages, where your conversations are yours and yours alone. No data tracking, no eyes on your information, just pure, unbreachable privacy. For total phone security and privacy, check out our new sponsors over at Kinecta. Visit www.phone123.com/joy or call them today at 941-246-2156. Guys, this is military-grade technology in the palm of your hands, because privacy isn't a feature, it's your right. Go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy and take back control with Kinecta Mobile.
After a lifetime of hard work and smart investing, the last thing you want to worry about is losing your retirement savings. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals Group. We specialize in helping hardworking Americans like you take back control of their financial future, safeguard their savings. In economic times like these, millions turn to physical precious metals as a form of insurance, while conventional investment choices face challenges or even collapse. If you have a IRA, 401k, or other type of retirement account, my team at Colonial Metals Group would like to help you build a financial protection plan outlining the most secure future for you. We've put together a free protection kit showing how you can start investing in precious metals 100% tax and penalty free to protect and grow your wealth. You can download it for free now by clicking the button below. Customers, we're very proud to say, across the country have been very impressed by my team's in-depth knowledge of financial history and their ability to listen to you. We hold the same conservative values you hold and on ones our great nation was built on, and we can't wait to start helping you and working with you. Again, just click the button below to download our retirement protection kit for free now.
Welcome back. Love the folks over at Colonial Metals Group. If you go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy, that's colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy, you can learn about all of the options that they have as we move into, again, you know, precarious economic times, so to speak. I love what Paul Stone talks about. You're going to meet him later this week. He's the founder CEO of Colonial Metals Group, about just like simple divesting, right? It's not that complicated. Even if you don't have a lot of wealth, you certainly want to diversify it, right? So you have a little bit in your savings, if it's a 401k or an IRA in the stock market, a little bit in cash, maybe a little bit in real estate if you have some real estate holdings, but definitely you want to have some in physical gold and silver, or gold-backed, physical gold and silver-backed IRAs or 401ks. So I think this is something that I have done. It's part of my financial preparedness as we move into these crazy times, getting out of debt and just getting things secure, you know, having a little bit of everything, because they're going to mess with everything. But especially as Bitcoin is going down, there was a piece from Jeffrey Tucker, What Happened to Bitcoin? These cryptocurrencies that everyone had a lot of hope in are now, it's looking like they've been taken over by some of the bad guys. And so there's a great piece in a book that they are promoting on Brownstone Institute on the story behind Bitcoin. It was once a really great option for protecting your wealth and kind of, you know, pulling yourself out of the system, is now turned. So yeah, that's a great piece. But as, you know, Bitcoin loses its luster, That makes gold and silver, I mean, once again, 4,000 years of human history, and it's never been wrong. I mean, this has been the currency of record forever. And that's why it's always smart to have a little bit invested in gold and silver. So I want to encourage you guys to go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy. That's colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy. And check out everything that they have to offer for every type of investor. And these guys are amazing. They are supporting the Shannon Joy Show. There are lots of gold companies out there, but they have come on as an annual sponsor for this show. We could not do this without them. So thankful for them. And I really, really cannot wait for you guys to meet Paul Stone. He's great. He's one of us. He gets it. And you're just going to really enjoy what he has to say. So we're going to learn from him a little bit later in the week. So let's take a look at this guy. I don't even know who this guy is, but I thought this was awesome. I tweeted it out to Jeffrey Tucker that people are waking up. Like, this is a signal, okay? When you have an MMA guy talking about Ludwig von Mises, and Reese, I see Thomas Sowell and Milton Friedman, I love them both, were Chicago School of Economics guys. I thought they were Austrian, quite frankly. I didn't know there was a difference between Chicago and Austrian, but I'm dying to know what it is, because I certainly do love both those fellas and they're fantastic. But basically, I mean, the bottom line is government-controlled economy or market-controlled economy. Laissez-faire, hands-off the markets and the economy, or governments rewarding, right? And there are so many ways governments can control economies, right? They can close, or they can open up barriers to entry, or they can create barriers to entry to certain industries, right? You can't just go out and start like an airline company or a pharmaceutical company, right? Like, there are all kinds of barriers to entry so competitors can't come in. So governments can control that through laws. They can control it through the tax code. They can write a 100,000-page tax code with all kinds of carve-outs and cutouts for their favorite people that only massive corporations with teams of attorneys and accountants could decipher, right? Joe Schmo, like me, I don't have that, right? So I'm paying through the nose in my taxes, whereas you have massive corporations find those carve-outs. You have the bill, you know, charities and philanthropic groups that enjoy the nonprofit status or trusts, and they have ways to weasel around the tax code in that way. Like, there are just all kinds of ways that government interventions can completely manipulate the economy. And the biggest thing, though, is clearly the manipulation of currency through the monopolistic printing of money that comes through the Federal Reserve, which is a corporate banking cartel. And so that's basically when the government controls the economy, then they're just going to reward their friends and make themselves richer. And they're going to make it really hard for anyone in the lower class or middle class to ever compete or become richer themselves. It's just the way it is, right? In a free market economy, you have a meritocracy where people with ingenuity and ideas and applying hard work and diligence and all the things that make for great innovation and great companies actually have a shot at competing with the big guys. Then you have better products, you have better supply lines, more efficiencies, and you have wealth distributed more evenly across the society. It's not consolidated into just the favored corporations that have lobbyists in Washington, D.C. That's like the layman's version, okay, of Austrian versus Keynesian. But this is the video, and I think this is cool that more and more people are learning about this. So here's this dude, here he goes.
I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry an old fucking gun. I love property. And let me tell you something. If you care about your fucking country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian Economic School, motherfucker.
And that's a boycott, ladies and gentlemen.
Read Ludwig von Mises, MFers, the renowned Austrian economist. This is, what was his name? But he's great. He loves America. He loves the Constitution, the First Amendment, private property. And if you care about your country, read Ludwig von Mises, MFers is what he had to say after he won whatever belt he just won. I love that. I love the fact it is really just regular people beginning to learn about the realities of the economy. And Ludwig von Mises, obviously renowned Austrian economist, and he's talking about six key lessons that he laid in his work that are fundamental to understanding his economic philosophy. And I was going to go through them, but I think I'm running out of time. I have an interview. I have a hard interview at 1:00. And so I only have 20 minutes to prepare for that. But let's go through it really quickly. Let's go through the six. These are the six key lessons that are fundamental to understanding his economic philosophy, which is the Austrian school. And here is a summary. And I got this, I got it off of Twitter, but it's actually really good. The first is economics and reality. Mises emphasized the importance of economic theories being rooted in reality, right? What you are seeing on the ground. He believed that theories should not be abstract constructs, but should accurately reflect human behavior and the real world conditions of markets and economies. And, you know, one example of that would be the vaccines, right? No one would have taken the vaccines if there hadn't been an $8 billion R&D grant given to the pharmaceutical corporations from the federal government and a massive, massive coercion campaign to basically force people into taking or shame people into taking these vaccines. So the economies didn't reflect the reality. And you also didn't have, we weren't dealing with a deadly pandemic. We were dealing with a pandemic that impacted about 1% of the population, the elder and the infirm, people who had pre-existing conditions, and everyone else really did just fine if they did very simple early treatment, right? So in no way, shape, or form did the COVID economy reflect reality, right? And we talked about that ad nauseum. Here is another key concept, human action. Central to Mises's techniques is the concept of praxeology, or the study of human actions. He argued that all economic phenomena result from individual choices and actions motivated by various desires and aims, and that understanding the economics requires an understanding of these underlying human actions. And right now, the people running things don't understand this at all. They're operating in a command and controlled, government controlled, private banking cartel controlled economy, where favored companies, corporations, and individuals are paid off, and the way is paid for them to make billions of dollars. This is not an economy based on what regular humans want or need. And this is why you're seeing regular humans omit themselves from this economy. This is why uptake in vaccines is way down. If you want to know what's going on with the economy, you got to look at the Target boycott, the Bud Light boycott, the abysmal uptake of not only COVID vaccines, but all vaccines. That's where the information is. That's where you can see human action. And so you have to understand that humans are largely spitting themselves out of these systems. We're not falling for the fear porn. We're not even really paying attention to, you know, we're supposed to be like, you know, on pins and needles for the next 7 months about the presidential election, and no one's really paying a whole lot of attention to it. We're seeing that with the plummeting viewership of mainstream news media and right-wing news media as well. People just aren't watching. Their outrage tank is empty, and the fear porn just isn't penetrating anymore. So you got to look at human action, what humans are actually doing, even if they're not saying it. Another concept that underscored Ludwig von Mises was the role of ideas. He believed that ideas, more than any other factor, shape economic conditions throughout the course of history. According to him, changes in policies and economic systems primarily result from changes in ideologies and philosophical beliefs in the culture. So this underscores everything I talk to you guys about on a daily basis. When we talk about the Japanese turning out to the tune of 100,000 in protests of the World Health Organization treaty, when we talk about the rolling protests throughout Europe and the Netherlands by the Dutch farmers and the truckers in Canada. Right now, because our institutions have been so captured by this global elite. So our governments, both political parties, all political parties of any import, all media organizations or most media organizations and governmental institutions are completely corrupted and taken over, right? So they are completely separated from the masses and the people. They're not going to change until we culturally change them. The economics of the situation and the governmental situation, the policies and the systems will indeed reflect we the people. That's why we have to keep protesting. We have to keep organizing at the local level. We have to keep supporting the medical freedom community and the independent media outlets out there, because this is all in flux right now. Despite what you think, it's over. You think we'll never win. You think that the tipping point will never happen. It will. The consumer is king. Regardless of what we think and regardless of how much money they have and how much power we think they have, we don't have to buy their products. We don't have to buy their fear. We don't have to participate in their divisive elections. We don't have to take their vaccines. We don't have to subject ourselves to the medical industrial complex. We don't have to shop at Target. We don't have to drink Bud Light. There is power in what Mises is saying. And if we embrace that power, then we're going to win. It is just a matter of time. And so I love that concept, the role of ideas. This is the fourth concept of the Austrian School of Economics. And Reese is gonna help me bone up on the Chicago School of Economics, which is Sowell and who was it? I don't know who the other one that you mentioned, but I would love to look at the Chicago School, because I think that's probably even a little grittier than the Austrian School of Economics, maybe a little more street smart than Austrian, but I love all of it. The fourth concept of this Austrian School of Economics is social cooperation. Mises saw the market as a powerful force for social cooperation. He argued that the market allows individuals to work together peacefully and productively, despite having different goals and values, through the voluntary exchange of goods and services that benefits all parties involved. He's absolutely right. Most people do not want bloody war in their community. Most people do not want to send their sons and daughters off to World War III for a nuclear holocaust. Most people want to live their lives. They want to get married, have children, plant gardens, build houses, pursue their happiness through their livelihood or their vocation, have grandchildren, and eventually die peacefully in their beds. That's really what people want. This idea that we all hate each other because of the color of our skin or our religion, or that these like deep-seated, deep-rooted hatred, hatred of each other is underscoring everything, I just don't think is true. I go to the bodega and buy a loaf of bread, and I don't really care what your religion is. I don't really care what your skin color is, right? No one really cares as long as we're left alone to do the things we want to do with our families. And that is fall in love, get married, have children, plant gardens, build houses, have grandchildren, and die, okay? So when you have free economies and you have the ability for people to set their own wages and set their own prices and pursue their own happiness through a free market system, not a capitalist system, which is what the right wing would like to call it and like you to believe, this is not capitalism. This is a free market economy, laissez-faire, hands off. The federal government and the private bankers, hands off. That is a free market system. It is decentralized. The barriers to entry are wide, and the regulations are few, okay? And that was the vision of the United States of America, CJP Rumble, melting pot with common virtue and pursuits. And that still exists today, okay? Nation of immigrants. And I'll tell you, most immigrants that come in, there are bad ones, okay? But most immigrants that are coming in, they just want to work hard, be left alone with their family, and pursue their own happiness. No one cares that much about you. No one cares that much about me. We don't really care that much about each other. We are in our own little silo, and we just want to be left alone. And I would say that's probably the truth for every culture, every society. Most of them are not embroiled in absolute rage against people of a different race or color or religion on a daily basis. And if those people do exist, it's a very small minority. And they've probably been planted by intelligence agencies or the CIA or the FBI. Or they're probably intelligence operatives themselves. Okay? I'm just saying. Normal people aren't like that. Thank you, Ludwig von Mises. Social cooperation. That's the fourth. The fifth, interventionism. One of Mises's critical lessons is the problematic nature of government intervention on the economy. He argued that such interventions, while often well-intended, lead to unintended consequences that can disrupt and distort the market, you think? Leading to inefficiencies and economic decline and mass injury and death, hello, COVID-19 vaccines. A government corporate, like, you know, public-private cooperation partnership between the government and corporations to roll out basically bioweapons. Not cool. So I think we all understand the problems with government intervention. Everything government does turns to crap. They've never solved anything. And this is why, you know, I hope that at least one of the three candidates in the presidential election will talk about actually dismantling the federal government and dispersing the power, distributing the power back out to the states and the localities, as opposed to fixing Washington, D.C. Because it will never be fixed, not in my opinion. The importance of sound money. Mises highlighted the crucial role of sound money. That means backed by gold. It means backed by precious metals or something that is completely devoid of government intervention or private banking cartel intervention. He highlighted the crucial role of sound money in maintaining economic stability as a strong critic of inflation and advocated for a monetary system which protects against the devaluation of currency, which he saw as harmful to the economic order and prosperity. We are seeing this play out right now, okay? The devaluation of our currency. When you print trillions upon trillions upon trillions of dollars, you devalue the value of the dollar. The dollar becomes worth less and worth less until it is completely worthless. That's the key. And they keep doing it and they need to stop. So those were the six lessons that this fellow, this MMA fighter, mixed martial arts, I think it's, maybe it's boxing. I don't know what it was. Say it, Shannon. It's crap. Yes. Yes. And that's our, this is our little lesson. This is a good reminder. You know, I did my deep dive into all of the founding documents for this country and the thinkers and the philosophers that really influenced our founding fathers and leaders in the United States of America, some of the greatest economic thinkers. And it's good to have a refresher every once in a while. So thank you to whoever that dude was who won his little belt and used it as an opportunity to platform the great Ludwig von Mises. And maybe later in the week, Reese, we will certainly look at the Chicago School of Economics as well. And yes, Mises.org. I mean, there are a bunch of websites out there if you want to do a deep dive. But yeah, really, really great little primer there. All right, guys, thank you so much for being with us on the Shannon Joy Show. The show is over. Appreciate all of you on the live chat. Lots of really great comments. The only thing these clowns learned from Milton Friedman, says Bill Benz, was the concept of helicopter money and what it would cause. They implemented it with 5G PSYOP, sign to fail intention. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, this is because we the people have really, we've been a little apathetic for way too long. And so we've let these guys get away with fleecing us for way too long. What we've done in America is we've allowed ourselves to be divided between Democrat and Republican. And we are so fearful of the other side that we let both sides, when they're in office, continue to print money and devalue our dollar. And we've done that for about 100 years. No, I'd say it's closer to about 50 or 60 years. And so this is why we're in the pickle that we're in today. This is why we have to reject the two-party political paradigm and start thinking outside of that box. But we will continue to do that right here on the Shannon Joy Show. We couldn't do it without all of you. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you to our sponsors. Please go, if you want to get healthy and get your fruits and veggie every day, right? Your fruits and veggies every day in a very easy way, go to fieldofgreens.com. Right now, make sure you use the promo code JOY for 15% off. Also, our friends over at Colonial Metals Group, if you are ready to get started and to start protecting your wealth and investing in gold and silver, physical gold and silver, please go to colonialmetalsgroup.com/joy so that they know that I sent you. And also, of course, our good friends over at Connecta Mobile. If you want your phone to be secure and you want to keep it safe from any outside bad guys, whether it's the government, corporations, or just plain old hackers and criminals, you need to contact Connecta Mobile. You go to connectamobile.com. I'm sorry, it's phone123.com/joy. That is phone123.com/joy. You can learn all about their programs, platforms, and even get a free phone for as little as $35 a month. So really thankful for our sponsors, and I'm thankful for all of you. We will be back tomorrow. Alex Newman will be with us tomorrow on the Shannon Joy Show. We are talking geopolitics, Iran versus Israel, the conflict in the Middle East, and also the repercussions here in the States, and how that plays in to the new agenda of the Great Resetters and the folks over at the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. Alex Newman has been reporting on the Global Resetters, Agenda 2020, or Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Great Resetters, you name it, for many, many years. He's an expert authority on the subject. Can't wait to talk to him tomorrow, and a lot of other great guests this week as well. So make sure you keep it tuned right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you share this out with everyone you know. We'll be back again tomorrow to do it all again right here on the Shannon Joy Show. Hey everyone, Shannon Joy for Connecta Mobile. So when I started my show 10 years ago, I would talk to my friends about privacy and the Fourth Amendment, and they would look at me like I had three heads. Now, fast forward to 2024, post-COVID, and everyone is talking about privacy. We are freaked out by AI, grossed out by government surveillance, and very aware that data is the new gold. Combine that with the new reality that your whole life and all of your data is on your phone and in the palm of your hands, making you a sitting duck for common hackers, corporate hustlers, or government spies. Are you going to let them get away with that? Well, I'm not. And that's why I use my Connecta mobile phone as the official business phone for Joy Media. That's because Connecta is the only phone company that specializes in security and privacy above all else. Call Connecta Mobile today and talk to a real person who lives in the United States about securing your devices and communications for as little as $35 a month. Their basic plan includes device encryption, encrypted text and data, also a free phone. That's just the beginning. Call 941-246-2156 to talk to a representative. That's 941-246-2156. Or go to phone123.com/joy today. That's phone123.com/joy. Get securely connected today only with Connecta.